Today in our gospel, meron tayong dalawang kwento rito. First, about Jesus meeting the Syrophoenician woman, and then meeting the blind mute in Decapolis. Pero mag-i-start mo na sa second part ng gospel natin. Dito na met ni Jesus Christ yung blind man. Deaf and mute. So hindi siya makarinig, hindi siya makasalita. And dito siya sa Decapolis. Yung place nila is Decapolis. Decapolis means 10 cities. So just imagine Metro Manila. Metro Manila has more than 10 cities. And in Manila, it is very busy. So much destruction. Parang hindi na natutulog yung mga tao. No? Alas 4, you would meet someone on the road, outside. You don't know if that person is going home or papunta pa na sa trabaho. So gising na gising sila. And they brought this deaf-mute person. To heal that person, Jesus Christ took him aside. Nilayo ni Jesus Christ yung tao from the crowd. Nilayo niya from destruction. Nilayo niya from sobrang busy. Kasi tayo, mahilig tayo sa mga distraction ngayon. That's why we have, sa cellphone natin may mga games tayo. So that during time na wala tayong ginagawa, we play games sa cellphone. Nilayo ni Jesus Christ sa distraction yung tao. Gusto ng Panginoon that we would spend time with Him alone. Just like now, Sunday, the Lord's Day. That's why He commanded na wala tayong gagawin on the Lord's Day, on the Sabbath day, so that we could focus on Him. We go to church and focus on Him. And then He put His fingers on His ears. Jesus is the Word became flesh. Jesus inserted His flesh on His ears. Jesus inserted the Word on His ears. Both ears. Hindi lang isang ear. Both ears. So that walang marinig na ibang boses yung tao. Huwag tayong, you know, sometimes sa church tayo, we listen to the Word of God, and yet, half of our mind, we're thinking about our business, we're thinking about kung ano yung lulutuin natin, we're thinking kung may bibili ba ng barbecue kung mamaya, or paninda ko. Focus on the Word of God. And this is like, ngayon, Misa. We stayed away from the crowd, from the distractions, and nandito tayo ngayon in the church, listening to the Word of God. So this part, when Jesus Christ inserted His fingers on His ears, this is the first part of our Mass, the Liturgy of the Word. And then later on, He put His finger on His tongue. He received on His mouth the body of Christ. This is the liturgy of the Eucharist. So what we have here is the Mass. And then Jesus Christ prayed, Ephatha, be opened. When we come to Mass and hear the word of the Lord and receive His body, the eyes of our faith are opened. It is being opened. It reminds me of the gospel regarding the two disciples going to Emmaus after Jesus was crucified and He was resurrected. Two of His disciples were going to Emmaus, and para sa kanila, patay na si Jesus. Because they have not, wala sila sa tomb when Jesus Christ was resurrected. For them, ninakaw yung katawan ni Jesus. And while they were walking to Emmaus, Jesus appeared to them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know Him. And Jesus expounded to them the scriptures concerning Himself. Liturgy of the Word na naman. And later on, He broke bread, blessed. He took bread, blessed, and broke it and gave it to them. Liturgy of the Eucharist. And their eyes were opened. And they recognized that that person in front of them is Jesus Christ. And then Jesus Christ disappeared. And despite nawala sa presence nila si Jesus Christ, for them, Jesus Christ is alive. Because their eyes were opened. And now they are seeing through the eyes of God. This is faith. But it's not just the Mass that can open our eyes. Satan can also open our eyes. Sa Genesis, instead of listening to God, Adam and Eve listened to Satan. Yun yung liturgy of the word ni Satan. He will tell you lies. And instead of eating the body of Christ, they ate something that was forbidden. And I believe, sin. Yun yung sin. Then their eyes were opened. Pero ano yung effect? What is the effect? They saw their nakedness. Nakita nila yung sarili nila in the eyes of Satan. That's why, pag may bumubulong sa inyo, telling you, wala kang kwenta, mahirap ka lang, hindi mo kaya yan, mahina ka, pulubi ka lang, wala kang pag-asa, diyan lang talaga kayo. Yun yung lies ni Satan. And that's what you're seeing in you if you listen to Him. And they refuse to see God. That's why nagtago sila. Hindi sila nagpakita sa Panginoon. That's why we need to listen to the voice of God. We listen to the Word of God. And we receive His body and blood. Then we'll go to the second part of our gospel. The woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about Jesus. Sabi dito sa, from there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. So this woman heard about Jesus Christ. That's why it's very important for us to bring Christ to those who have not heard about him. This woman is not a Jew. He had not heard about the prophets. So wala, hindi niya alam about the Messiah. But when she heard about Jesus Christ, she came to him. Many of our brothers and sisters have not heard, have not known about Christ. That's why we need to go out and bring Christ to them. And I don't know how much knowledge about Christ did you heard. So maybe konti lang siguro. But it gave her faith na Jesus Christ, sabi dito, Jesus Christ went entered the house and wanted no one to know it. So parang nagtatago si Jesus Christ. But he could not be hidden. Kasi nakita siya ng babae. It was her faith that recognized Jesus Christ. That's why when the eyes of our faith are opened, we can see Christ everywhere. We can see Christ in everyone. We can see Christ in everything. We can see Christ all the time. Unlike kay Adam and Eve, they did not see Christ because they don't want to see Christ. Or they didn't want to see God. And all they see, yung kakulangan sa kanila. All they see are what Satan is telling them, yung lies. Then this woman prayed to Jesus, asking him to heal her daughter who was unclean spirit. Sa Matthew, meron tayong same story din. It's about this Syrophoenician woman. And sa Matthew, it was told that Jesus did not answer a word. Silence. Merong bata, and pinagmamayabang niya sa uncle niya na si God daw, God answers her prayer. And so, her uncle challenged her na pray for a car and dumating, and dapat dumating bukas. So the next day, walang car. So sabi ng uncle niya, nasan yung car? Did God answer your prayer? Sabi ng bata, God said, no, you cannot have a car. God answered my prayer. But in a negative. Okay lang sana if God say yes or no. But silence. Ang hirap nun. You don't know kung naririnig ba ng Diyos or parating pa lang ba yung prayer, yung answer. But she continued to pray to God. And then yung rejection ni Jesus Christ. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So hindi para sa inyo to. And then, later on, Jesus Christ called her a little dog. Ininsulto. And I believe na Jesus Christ is only testing her. Kung hanggang saan ba talaga siya. Because to Jesus Christ, she's not a little dog. He's going to die for her. Jesus Christ is going to die for people like her. And yet, the woman's response was, "Yes, Lord, even the little dogs under the table eat from the little crumbs, from the children's crumb." Crumbs. That's how great she see God. That even a crumb of healing from God is enough to heal her daughter. It's like the woman with the issue of blood. She just touched the hem of Jesus' clothes. Just the hem. She doesn't need to hug Jesus Christ, kiss Him all over His body. No, just touch the hem of His clothes. That's how powerful they see the healing power of God. That's why Jesus Christ responded on Matthew 15 verse 28. "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." Jesus commended her. She has great faith. This is the power of hearing Jesus Christ. This is the power of faith in us. Faith in God, I mean. We will receive healing. We need to spend time with God. That's why we need to spend time with God, hear His holy word, receive His body and blood. It will open our faith. It will strengthen our faith. It will open the eyes of our faith, so that we could see in the eyes of God. And we will receive His mercy and His healing. Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.